5 minutes past 8 o'clock, and open line just getting started on this very chilly Friday morning. And no, this is not Brian Bozes. If you're tuned in yesterday, Brian was kind of had to drag himself in here, not feeling too well, and today decided to kind of use today to recuperate. So we're always glad to hold the fort down for him. But for today, now, we were originally just having scheduled one segment, and it's still kind of that status so far. We did get a contact from an organization in the area that was requesting the 8:30 slot, and from one of our staff members letting me know that, and didn't get a confirmation totally. But they might be here. They might not. So that's live radio, and we'll just play. We'll just go with the flow. But in this first segment, it's kind of a renewal of something that we were really blessed to have on a few years ago, and that is reaching out to those young people during Christmas break. And once again, we have folks from the Omak School District, and they're going to tell us about the outreach again this year. And we'll just, Michael, I'll let you kind of co-host, okay? You can lead us off and get us going on what we're going to talk about today.
That sounds great. Well, thank you very much for allowing us to come on here, Chris. I always enjoy coming onto the radio and talking about the great things that the Omak School District is doing, what they've been up to the past few months, and what we're going to be doing coming up. Yesterday, I was fortunate enough to be inducted into the Rotary, and so really enjoyed that. That is a great service organization. We have the Kiwanis is another great service organization that's in our area, and one of the things that I love about these service organizations is really the motto of the Rotary, which is service above self. Mm-hmm. And what I see take place in our schools is the same thing. We have a number of clubs and activities, athletics, of course. But today I want to talk a little bit about some of the activities and some of the service clubs that we have here in Omak School District. And I brought with me a group of people from our FCCLA. And I have the high school principal, David Kirk, is here. And I have our FCCLA advisor, May Riggin. And I also have the FCCLA president, student Kathleen Kirk, is here. Right. And they're going to share a little bit about what the great things are taking place at our high school. I'd really like to start just a little bit with David sharing the history of the service project that we're doing over Christmas break.
So I taught for 8 years in Moses Lake, and then was privileged to be on staff here for Omak School District. Started out as assistant principal and now the principal, and I've been here for 16 years.
Wow.
And I didn't really see it as much during from the classroom setting, but from an administrative setting, you start to see anxiety and stress raise in kids, specifically through the windows of from Thanksgiving to Christmas. And for the longest time, I didn't get it. I didn't understand. Discipline rises, anxiety rises, just kind of the way they're stressing out. And I started realizing that when the school districts have the opportunity to take a winter break, if you take 10 days out of school and 3 weekends, that's 16 consecutive days. And there are families who rely on students being able to be fed and housed and supported and educated during that time frame. So when you remove those support systems for potentially 16 consecutive days, this year 15, because we're going to work on the 21st of December to make up a snow day, but the impact to our students and to our families can be pretty extreme. So I've been mentioning this to our church to pray, and the ladies would come up to me and say, so what can we do? And I would say, oh, the oven's way too big. Like, we can't solve this problem. There's too many logistical issues. There's too many things to go and manage that, to get kids in, to organize. Like, it's way too big. And I went to one of my Kiwanis meetings at one point, and one of my good friends who was in Kiwanis with me, she said, why is it too big? She said, it's a big elephant. I get it. But why can't we start eating it one bite at a time? And you guys have heard that analogy. Mm-hmm. So about 6 years ago, we came up with the idea of starting this program. And it started the 2018-2019 school year, and we were able to manage it for 2 years before COVID interrupted it. In coming and presenting to several different clubs, Rotary was one of the clubs that we'd come to and presented. And in doing so, one of the members from Rotary said, "Well, you should make it a club, because kids want to be a part of something." So, because I couldn't figure out what to call the activity, and you boil down what kids are missing and needing during those 16 days, and it's food, friends, and fun. So those are three F's. So the name of it turned into the 3F Club. I know that sounds weird when you're thinking about a school system. We don't really advertise and get super excited about F's, but these are the good F's, good F's, right? The food's the friends and the fun. And so when I originally started the program with Kiwanis, so we reached out to local businesses and said, "Hey, can you come and take one day?" Right, so that's the whole concept of eating the elephant, is that if we don't host the club on the holidays, right, you're down to about 10 days that you're going to try and provide a warm, safe place for kids to come out, hang out for a few hours, get some snacks, get a meal, play some games, enjoy some company. So in doing so, we said, okay, 10 days is a big chunk, right? To go and ask one group to come and do 10 days, like, they would say no. But if I came to a business organization or a service organization, Rotary, Kiwanis, our local churches, and said, "Hey, can you come and do one day? Can you come hang out for kids with one day? Can your organization bring a meal, you know, lunch kind of thing? We'll provide some snacks in the morning." And that was a whole lot easier to sell. And in doing so, we generated the 3F Club. And we've had, back when I was running it, we had attendance up to, 30 plus kids in a day. Mm-hmm. And we've had as small as 4 to 5 kids in a day. And it's really hard to figure out how to measure whether this activity was successful or not. We're so data driven that success generates is in numbers. Like the more numbers you have, right? Like the radio is successful when you have the more listeners or more advertising. Like, it's always a numbers game. And we stopped and paused and said, is this good enough to do for one student? And if it is, then the numbers are no longer relevant. So, just like everything else, COVID put a twist on everything, and we were not able to go and manage that through COVID. And then I walked away from Kiwanis and just needed to free up my schedule, so I'm pretty busy and said I can't be part of Kiwanis right now. So had just walked away from this and not factoring in how to go and manage and move this forward again. So my family consumer science educator last year resigned and moved on, and I was able to go and hire May Regan, who, oddly enough, I first got to know May when she was a Rotarian at the Rotary meeting where I came and presented the 3F Club. And she has been part of it from the beginning. She was there. Her organization she used to work with was Jess Ford. And Jess Ford came and managed a couple of days through the first week and then again the following year as well. So I kind of want to turn it over to May and her piece to connect with us.
Great.
I'm May Regan, and I really feel really blessed to be here. I'm a first-year teacher, and David and I met through my Rotarian Association and then through the 3F Club. And until I started teaching this year, I don't know that I really grasped the true need. And I think David's spot on. The changes in students as we get to these holidays, some are driven by fear. I mean, they don't know what's coming around that corner. So to open our doors to students to have an opportunity to bond, to socialize, to have a safe place, to a sense of normalcy during this long break, I think is essential. And I do think if we service one person, it's worth it. It makes a difference. One person can make a difference. So when we decided that this would be a part of our service project with FCCLA, I was excited that everybody wanted to do that. And I think it's a win because that decision was made by students wanting to service other students. So, you know, we have a win on multiple levels. And I'm a new family consumer science education teacher. With that comes the advisory position with FCCLA, which is Family, Career, and Community Leaders of America. And we're new. We're growing. We're developing our little base. We had a membership drive, and we have a lot of students that are coming on board and are interested. And with that, within FCCLA, we start to look at developing character development, creative thinking, interpersonal communication, career goals, all the things that are necessary to function outside these four walls in the next 4 years. So I'm really blessed, and I'm excited. It's a fun opportunity. We have great community support. There hasn't been one person that when we've asked that hasn't said, yeah, I'd love to be a part of it in some capacity. Great. And so it's going to be a great holiday season, I think, hopefully for everybody.
And each program, each of our career technology education programs has a career technology student organization. So the big one that's really popular that everybody's aware of is FFA, right? That's through our agricultural program. Anybody who's connected to business classes growing up, it was either DECA or now it's FBLA, Future Business Leaders of America, for our family consumer science program, which back when we were going through school would have been what we called home ec, home economics, right? They would have had FHA, Future Homemakers of Association, right? That has been changed to FCCLA. So part of that is that each of those student-led organizations has the ability to go and compete both locally, regionally, and nationally. And in doing so, so specifically for FCCLA, they're looking at competing and going and exercising their student pieces. And in doing so, they said, hey, well, we need to come up with a service project. So fortunately for me, I have two of my children now in my high school, one of them now as a freshman. So as she has been able to see the 3F Club kind of grow from being a middle school and elementary student and in my house, and we're a tight family, so during winter break we go and do everything together, and all my kids would say, hey, can we go to the 3F Club too? So they would come and hang out. So my daughter has attended all of the 3F Clubs as a student. So when given the opportunity on how to generate a service organization, a service project for their club, Kathleen came up and said, well, wait, what if we do this? So I'm going to turn this over to Kathleen to kind of talk about where the student organization piece is leading, and then explain what 3F Club is and how it's going to run this year.
So we decided to run the 3F Club this year and as our service project, and we were trying to come up with a we came up with a bunch of ideas, and then Mrs. Riggin said, well, what if we did the 3F Club? And everyone got super excited about that, so we kept going with that. And so we've been working on this project for about 2 months now, and so we are doing a little bit, or we're doing it a little bit different than our principal did, but one thing we're doing different that's kind of a big part of this is every day, we don't just have a community group coming. We have a community group coming, and then we have a club from Omag High School or a sports team that's going to come and hang out with students. So that can help. So it's students from our high school who are coming and helping, and teachers and advisors and coaches. And so there will both be a club there and a business there, which we're really excited about. One of our a group we're really excited about coming this year from the community side of it is the law enforcement, and they're coming for 2 days this year, which we're really blessed to have.
Yeah.
So we were getting, we contacted a bunch of businesses, and we were left with 3 days left, and Mrs. Reagan got a hold of the law enforcement, and they said, yeah, we'll take 2 days. And then we got another business to take the last day, and so we are fully booked, which we're super happy about. We still need two more clubs to come, but even if we can't get two more clubs, SCCLA can also take those 2 days. So we're really excited about that. And so that's going to be through all of winter break, except for Saturdays and Sundays, seeing as the holidays kind of fall on those days. And every day lunch will be provided, and there'll be snacks. And basically, when I used to go, when I was in elementary and in middle school, basically you show up and you play games. There's a bunch of games there. Sometimes we were able to open the gym and you can go down and play basketball or mess around. And it's really just a fun, safe place for kids to come hang out. And so we're super excited about running that this year.
It's always fun to have a student come so we can hear your perspective.
Yes, definitely.
So, Kathleen, one of the things you were talking about is the membership drive that you did, because we have a number of activities and groups within the high school, and after COVID, there seems to be a little bit of a drop-off, but that's kind of turning the corner. So what exactly do you do during a membership drive? I mean, how do you entice people to say, hey, I want to be a part of the FCCLA?
Yeah, so we had our membership drive on Wednesday this week. So on Tuesday at lunch, or like Monday, we printed out about 50 pages, and it had on each page there were 4 invitations. And so I went home and I cut them all out. And Tuesday we came to school, and some friends and I walked around and we handed them to people. And we were like, there's going to be free snacks, a bunch of games, and you're going to hear a little bit about what we're doing. And we went around, and I think we got rid of about 200 of them. And so we were super excited. And so we show up. So Wednesday during Mrs. Reagan's seventh period, which I'm part of, a couple kids and I went back and we made about 4 batches of M&M cookies and about one and a half batches of Chex Mix. And so, and we set that up, and at about 3 o'clock, when school got over, a bunch of students came into Mrs. Reagan's classroom. And
like magnets, right?
Yeah. So there was probably about 25 students.
Yeah, easily.
Yeah. And so we just had some Christmas music going, and people were able to go back and get a snack, and then they came up and back into the main room, and we played a bunch of games, and people were laughing, people were having fun. And so at the very beginning, I had a sheet, and everyone wrote their name down. And then at the end of the meeting, on the right side of the sheet, it said interested or not interested. And we passed it around, and basically, if you wanted to know more, if you wanted to be invited to a meeting, we would contact you if you wanted to. And I think we had about 5 students circle interested, which we're really excited about. Seeing as we are a pretty small club right now, we have about 6 or 7 members right now. So we're really excited about that.
Yeah, about doubled your amount then.
Yeah.
So what do you do if a student really wants to come, but they don't have any transportation? Is there a way that they can get there?
Yes. So actually, TranGo, our local bus, is for students 18 and under, riding the bus is free. So we have been advertising that a little bit through our flyer that we sent out to the elementary schools. And so if your student is not able to have transport to get to the school, they can ride the TranGo to get there, which we're excited about.
And if you didn't catch that, Kathleen said elementary school as well. So this is not just open to high school students. This is middle school. This is our elementary school. It could be Okanagan. The doors are open for students. Mm-hmm. So
one of the exciting pieces is the very first year we did this, we had a student from Snohomish. Right? They were here in town because their families were good friends with another family, but they were a single kid and heard about this and were able to show up. So this isn't for, you know, just Okanagan County, right? Like if you're here or you know of a young adult who needs a place to come hang out, like that's the doors are going to be open and available. So the excitement is that it's for anyone, student age, right? And as long as they can, you know, manage themselves, or we're hoping not to do diapers and that stuff. If they can manage themselves, we would love to have them here during that time frame.
Well, we are webcasting this all over the world, so who knows?
And it isn't only need, it's want. It can be just, hey, I want to go hang out with my friends. Mm-hmm. So the doors are open.
One of the fun things to see is that, you know, this service above self, it doesn't just start in the high school. It starts in the homes. It starts in our community. And that's one of the great things about the Okanagan County is that there's so many people who care about other people. They don't just live for themselves. They live for other people. And during our board meeting, Kathleen was given the presentation, and one of our board members chimed in and said, I want to be a part of this. How can my organization be a part of this? Ooh. Well, unfortunately, they're full this year, but she was saying, put me down for next year. I want to help. And to have more than enough where people want to help is phenomenal. And the focus is on our kids. And that's what's so great to see, is that it's not just our community reaching out to help each other, but they're really focusing on the schools, focusing on the kids and the needs that are there.
Yeah. And our intent is to continue this. It's not a one-trick pony. Had we not encountered COVID, I know it still would have been going. Yeah. And so, you know, this is a great opportunity. We've created a new foundation for which we can grow. Mm-hmm. And hopefully we don't have to limit ourselves just to weekdays. We can expand that to the weekend. Parents are working. Two parents are working.
Oh, yeah.
So we want to make sure that our kiddos are taken care of and have a place.
So to wrap up, Kathleen, could you just give a real quick overview one more time about the dates?
Yeah. So it's from December 22nd to January 3rd, not on Saturdays or Sundays, from 8 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. And it's open to all schools and all ages, school age. And we're really excited about that.
One of the pieces that's really exciting is that a couple years ago I was able to come on to Open Line and discuss this, and talking about, like, you know, how we were going to fill some of that time. And in doing so, several people had reached out to us and donated some activities. So we had a ping pong table donated. Mm-hmm. We had a full foosball table donated. Mm-hmm. We had an air hockey table donated. A shuffleboard table donated. And those items are now in my student commons that our students go and play with on a regular basis at lunch and before and after school. So the 3F Club has made my overall high school a better location, a more friendly place to go and be. So one, I really want to thank Open Line for allowing us to come and be a part of this, both then and now. And that just excited about the FCCLA program, both growing as a club, growing as an organization, and their forethought of going and saying, hey, how can we continue to bless our community, sacrifice our own time during winter break for a little bit, but in doing so, create a place for our students to be safe and friendly and fed. So,
yeah. And if I just don't want to forget some of our supporters, so we can make sure we kind of throw that out there. We've got Tribal Youth Development, OVAC Church, OMAC Police Department, Fire, Jess Auto, Okanagan Community Coalition, Okanagan Underground Wrestling, Cornerstone Church, Kiwanis, Grocery Outlet, Maria Lasla at the movie theater is going to be donating popcorn, Sun Opta. So everybody has just kind of rallied around this, and we know that it's worth one kid.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a great opportunity, and it's going to grow from here.
Yes, definitely.
And something I quickly wanted to add is, so my big fear with the way with a way of advertising this was, a big thing was, we're addressing food insufficiency in homes. And my big fear with saying that is, students who show up, we don't want to single them out. And so I had a realization on Wednesday, it's not, this isn't called, it's not the food club, it's the 3F club. So it's open for students who not only need food, or who also need just a fun place to hang out, or just want to come hang out with friends, want a community place that they can all come hang out, play games, just have a good time. And so I've been trying to stress that it's not just, and if you come, you're not singled out. It's not about, oh, well, you need this, so that's why you're here. It's like, this is just a fun place for students to come hang out. So we're really excited.
No stigma or anything.
No.
Yeah. Very good. Wonderful. Well, thank you so much. It's just so nice to see this revived again and going on from here. So
thanks for giving us the time.
Yes, you bet. Thanks for all your hard work and appreciate it so much. And I hope that it's a really good success. So, all right. Thanks again.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We'll take a break on this morning's Open Line program and we'll have more coming up after this.